out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system at radioarian.com.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Wednesday, the 13th of February, 2019, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioarian.com. Well, we've got another predictable piece of violence to begin with today. A scorned ex-boyfriend stabbed a hairdresser to death in front of horrified customers minutes after sending a text saying, "I warned you all." Now, of course, the scorned ex-boyfriend is black. The young hairdresser that was stabbed to death in front of horrified customers, she was white. And it wasn't just him that was warning them all. Nationalists have been warning the general population for decades now about these sort of things that go on with non-white relationships with white women. White women are four times more likely to be murdered by their partner if their partner is black. They're at least four times more likely to be beaten up as well. And this comes from all the statistics find the same correlation. And it's the same for black women. Black women are four times more likely to be beaten up by their black partner than white women are likely to be beaten up by their white partner. And in actual fact, it's usually a little bit more likely that they're going to be beaten up if they're white women and they have a black partner. Blacks don't have the same self-control that white people do. They are far more controlled by their emotions, far more likely to explode into violence. And when the white partner splits up with the black boyfriend, we very often see this kind of activity. They act out in rage. They think that if they can't have this girl, then nobody can have this girl. And they will try to spoil the woman so that nobody else would want them. If they don't kill them, they may throw acid in their face so that nobody will want them afterwards. They get very, very angry when the relationship comes to an end. And forget, we recently also had this, the black woman, it's black females that do the same, that went after the white boyfriend, covered his whole body in acid. The guy tried to get out of the house totally naked, and he went next door, and he rang the doorbell next door, and the doorbell melted with the acid that was on his fingers. The poor guy, he was a Dutch guy. He ended up killing himself. He couldn't face life after that had been done to him. And it was done to him by a scorned negress. He had split up with this black female. And that was her response, was to kill him in a most torturous way possible. And instead of warning the general public, instead of saying that this is four times more likely to happen to you if you choose a black partner, they just cover it all up. They just say, all men are prone to domestic violence. No, they're not. Blacks are four times more likely to engage in it than white people are. We have to warn our people about the consequences of their actions. The government is failing to do it. The government is failing to warn young white girls about grooming gangs, and they are failing to warn people that are involved in interracial relationships just what the likely outcome is going to be. And they're not just not warning us, they're doing all they can to increase the amount of interracial relationships. Just about every other advert that you see on the television features an interracial relationship. Instead of doing their best to prevent this from happening and prevent the violence from increasing, they're doing their best to cause more of it. They're trying to say that it's racist not to want to date other races. Trying to make out that everything's going to be happy families if you have a chocolate-coloured child. I mean, in a lot of these cases, they kill the children as well. If it's the Negro that splits up with the white woman, it's always the white woman that ends up having to look after the interracial children. You'll never find that the black side of the family want them, and it's the same with non-whites, with Pakistanis and Muslims. They don't want the half-castes. It's always the whites that end up taking them on, and then they end up being brought up, considering themselves to be white, especially if they've got pale skin. And they take an imprint from the white parent and they go out and they seek white partners for themselves. 80% of all mixed race people choose themselves a white partner. And of course, then the contamination, because that's what it is, the DNA has been contaminated with foreign DNA. That contamination then passes on into the general population and weakens the integrity of the genetic backbone to the nation. This is what destroyed all the empires of the past, as we were talking about yesterday with the sewage systems and sanitation and what it was that caused the people to stop using stop these people from knowing how to utilize sewage systems and clean water. It was miscegenation. That's why there are no white people left there in those countries now either, as well as no clean water systems. But we're talking about violence today, interracial violence. Asha Maslin, 25, walked into the La Bella beauty salon in Gloucester and knifed 20-year-old Holly Gazzard 14 times in February 2014 after she dumped him on Valentine's Day. 14 times he stabbed her. This was a frenzied attack in front of all the people in there. Common sense of you're going to be sent to prison for this, that didn't enter into his head. He couldn't think about the consequences of this. He was just acting on emotion, just acting on rage, where he didn't have the self-discipline to prevent himself from doing that. Minutes earlier, he had texted the partner of Miss Gazzard's sister, Chloe, saying, "I warned you all." And this is just it. They do warn us. They regularly warn us of what they are going to do, how they are going to behave. And we ignore all the warnings. We ignore all the warnings and we try to make excuses for it. We say, it's because they were brought up without a father. Oh, it's because they were brought up in poverty and they didn't have a job. It's not. It's their biology. Their biology is different. That's why their behavior is different. That's why they don't understand our laws. That's why they call it the white man's law. The moral law that we all adhere to, they call the white man's law. Because it's associated with white people and they don't understand it. They don't understand why society would be upset that somebody had been killed. They can understand that the immediate family of that person would be upset, but they don't understand why the rest of society would be upset. 4 days before the attack on February the 18th, Miss Gazzard had split up with Maslin after he got abusive and controlling. The killer then bombarded the hairdresser with abusive texts, including one that said, "I don't want to get effing violent as I'll take it too far." He was warning her what he was going to do. She'd realized he was abusive and controlling, but of course she'd been watching the television and seeing all these nice, friendly blacks that are neighborly people and good neighbors and good Samaritans. And she hadn't seen any on television that behaved like this. She obviously thought he was just the same as white people, otherwise she wouldn't have been going out with him. And she wouldn't have naturally been going out with him anyway, because there is such a thing as genetic similarity theory, which predicts that we pick partners that share a large amount of heritable genes with ourselves, which basically ensures that the nation continues, the race continues, the ethnicity continues. It doesn't become contaminated with other races because we find people that look like ourselves attractive. Just like blue whales find other blue whales attractive and not humpback whales. It's taken decades of brainwashing and propaganda to get our people to miscegenate. It does not come naturally. It's not natural to find the other races attractive. It is not natural. Babies are born with an inbuilt racial bias for their own people. They prefer their own people, even to a female of another race. And you know how close babies are to their mothers. And babies would rather have a male of their own race close to them rather than a female of another race. It's a natural instinct that we have that gets stamped out of us by the relentless multicultural propaganda that is everywhere, not just on the television, it's in the schools, where they should be teaching people in the schools the statistics of violence with interracial relationships. They're not. They're telling them that they will be racist if they don't go out with blacks. And blacks will say that, and they'll get very angry if a white girl won't go out with them, because they will think that they're being discriminated against. Especially if the white girl is going out with white boys, then why won't she go out with the black boys? It must be racism. And again, that puts the white girl in danger. Miss Gazzard reported him to the police on February the 15th after he stole her bank card and withdrew £300 from her account, but officers couldn't find him. So she did warn them about him. Chilling CCTV aired on last night's Stalked, Murder in Slow Motion documentary series on Channel 5, showing Maslin trading in his DVD player to raise funds to buy the 12-inch kitchen knife he used to kill his ex. And I do find that a bit bizarre. Perhaps he didn't have any knives at home. I mean, they're trying to... This idea of banning knives, and that will stop people killing one another, is ridiculous. Blacks will always be killing one another. It just comes naturally to them. In the 6 years before Miss Gazzard's death, Maslin was arrested 23 times for a variety of offences, including domestic violence, criminal damage, possession of Class A drugs, and theft. He was also involved in 24 violent incidents, 3 involving Miss Gazzard herself, 12 involving a former partner, 2 involving another former partner, 3 involving his mother, and 4 against other unconnected people. So what was this girl doing, going out with him in the first place? He's obviously a wrong'un, even by black standards, and yet this girl chose him to be her boyfriend. This is what happens when you take parental consent out of things. When you tell women that they can just choose their own partners, they will always choose the wrong type of partner. There's a very famous proverb from years back saying that if you allow women to pick their partners, they will always choose the stable hand, and all the family fortune will disappear and be squandered. Also, you will end up with the race gradually becoming more and more feminine, and the worst characteristics coming out in the children, rather than the best characteristics. There is a big argument to be made for arranged marriage and how that had a eugenic effect on the race. Whereas, if you allow women to choose who they want to be with, it has a dysgenic effect on the race. Girls like a bad boy. That's just the way that it is. And white men are not as outgoing as Negroes. They don't, we don't have the bravado that the Negro has. They've done psychological tests that show that Negroes have a far inflated sense of their own achievements and their own capabilities than they actually have, whereas a white man will be modest and he will claim to be actually a little bit less than what he's actually capable of. So the blacks are far more forward, they're far more outgoing, they're far more likely to go up to a girl at a dance and ask them to dance with them than a white man is. So whites are actually at a disadvantage of trying to get women in our society. Before you add on all the propaganda and the brainwashing, and this young girl was obviously attracted to this bad boy. And what's happened to her? Stabbed to death at her place of work. Former security guard Maslin of Cheltenham was sentenced to life imprisonment and ordered to serve a minimum of 24 years behind bars. And people will say, well, this is a deterrent, this should stop this sort of thing from happening. But it doesn't. It doesn't stop this sort of thing from happening. It just continues to happen. It just means that when blacks carry out one crime, they think, oh, well, I might be arrested for this, so I might as well carry out a ton of crimes all at the same time. That's the way that they think. That's the way that they explain their behavior. If you read the reports of blacks out in Africa, when they say, well, you robbed this girl, why did you have to rape her and cave her head in with a stone and smash her car up? And they just say, oh, well, because we could, because we'd carried out one crime and we just got carried away and thought, well, we might as well carry out a lot of crimes just for the sake of carrying out crimes, not for the sake of making any money or gaining any kind of advantage, but just for something to do, basically. These people don't think in the same way that we do. Police apologized after a homicide review revealed that numerous agencies knew about his violent history, but didn't share information. Probably because it was racist to share this information. I mean, in London, they've got a list of all the people that are involved in gangs, and they share this information between the different agencies. And it means that if somebody's involved in gangs and they're looking for a council house and the council house is in an area with lots of young families in it, then it means that quite sensibly they will say, well, we'd rather not actually put you there because you could be a threat to young families there. And Sadiq Khan wants to stop it all because it's racist, because 90% of the people that are on the gangs matrix are black. And that is just the reality of it. Blacks are involved in gangs. It's the same as tribal warfare out in Africa. You see them waving their spears at one another, saber rattling, burning the place down. Look at what's happening in Haiti. It doesn't have to be Africa now. It's anywhere where there are blacks. They will riot and they will have tribal warfare. And it transfers in Western countries into gang warfare, which is the main reason for these stabbings in London that we're being told is down to purity of drugs. It's purity of drugs. That's all it is that's caused this massive amount of stabbing and killing that's going on. It's not. It's black behavior. Everyone can see it. It's just that we tell ourselves that can't possibly be it. It must just be poverty. It must be that they don't have enough youth clubs. Do white people go stabbing one another and killing one another if they don't have enough youth clubs? There are plenty of white areas in Britain that don't have any youth clubs or anything at all for the youths to get up to. They don't go killing one another. Detective Superintendent Simon Atkinson, head of public protection, said Gloucestershire Police had acknowledged the failings and are making changes. I think it is right that we acknowledge that we didn't give a good service, and for that we are very sorry, he said. Well, it's all very well being very sorry now, but there's a young white life that has been lost. And the blood is on the government's hands. The blood is on the government's hands. This Negro was just acting in the way that Negroes do. It's our government that imported these people into our country. It's our government that says that we must have positive portrayals of blacks on TV. And it's our government that prevents organizations from putting out warnings saying that blacks are four times more likely to beat up their partners. I was watching a Tommy Robinson documentary the other day. And in there, they said there was a Dutch film warning young white girls about the danger of Muslim grooming gangs. It was an educational program in Holland to prevent rapes. And they banned it in Britain. More girls were raped rather than offend the Muslim community, rather than speak the truth. And that's all we're doing here as nationalists. We speak the truth. And because our system is built upon lies, we have that magic word racist thrown at us. And that's all the word is about, is preventing people from speaking the truth. If this young girl had heard the truth, she wouldn't have been with this black guy. She would still be alive. Police were made aware of two incidents involving Miss Gazzard and Maslin, with the first in July 2013 when CCTV captured him grabbing her by the throat. On February 15th, she called police to report that Maslin had stolen her bank card and taken £300 from her account. Officers attempted to find him that evening, but were unable to locate him, as he was on a cocaine binge in London. He returned to Gloucester, traded in his DVD player for £5 in the afternoon of February 18th, then used the money to purchase a £3 carving knife from Wico. Hours later, he went into the salon, demanded to speak to Miss Gazzard, and then brutally attacked her. Who could have guessed that that is what was going to happen after a catalogue of violent events against ex-girlfriends? Maslin's violence against women and contact with several different agencies in Gloucestershire was detailed in an independent domestic homicide review, which was commissioned by Tewkesbury Borough Community Safety Partnership. Many of his victims routinely refused to support action against him, and this may have masked the number and the seriousness of his harassment, threats, and violence towards them. So those crazy numbers of women that he'd actually attacked, it was actually more than that. So they've done a study into this. Are they going to tell people the results of that study? This independent domestic homicide review? There are studies online about the rate of black violence against their partners, but it just doesn't get highlighted. You won't find these studies highlighted in the newspaper. You'll find them just in the scientific papers that they produce on it. Well, how about we have a positive story to counterbalance that negative one? Got a really, really good story here from Hungary. Hungary's conservative Prime Minister Viktor Orbán has announced 7 family-friendly government programs that will encourage Hungarians to have children as the country rejects the European Union's progressive mass migration agenda. What a Nazi! It's the new Hitler. Viktor Orbán is just like the Führer, announcing family-friendly government programs. Don't forget, Adolf Hitler said that for every child that you produce, you will get 25% off your mortgage. If you have 4 children, that's it. Your house is paid for. And the reason for that is because he knew that the value of a nation is in its people. The more children that they had, the more geniuses there would be born. The more geniuses there are born, the more innovation there is, and the more technological progress is made. The more Negroes you have born, the less chance there will be of geniuses being born, the less progress there will be, real progress, not liberal progress, but real technological progress, the less progress there will be, and the more the country will look like Africa. There's a big difference between having lots of white children and lots of black children. We are living in times when fewer and fewer children are being born throughout Europe. People in the West are responding to this with immigration, Prime Minister Orbán said at the State of the Nation address in Budapest on Sunday. We Hungarians see this in a different light. We do not need numbers, but Hungarian children, the Fidesz party leader added. And this is what all white countries should be doing. We know that we're only producing about 1.3 children, and we need to be producing over 2 in order to keep our numbers up. And instead of encouraging whites to breed with whites, we are importing Negroes over here, as if other races are a replacement for our own. The left might say this is a conspiracy theory, but it's no conspiracy theory. It's no conspiracy theory to say that 60% of London is now non-white. 60% of the white population in London has been replaced with non-whites. That's not a conspiracy theory. That is a fact. That's a fact that we are being replaced by our own governments. They are replacing our people. They are displacing our people with foreigners from the third world, with average low IQs that turn the areas they move into the third world. We're just turning Europe into a poverty zone. Hungary is not going to stand for that. Hungary is doing the right thing. Mr. Orbán was returned to the role of Premier in the April 2018 elections, winning a parliamentary super majority. And where else do you hear that? He won with a super majority. The EU will tell you his rule is illegitimate and he's a dictator. But no, he won with a super majority. And it was his third consecutive term in office after running on a manifesto of protecting the country's border, defending Hungarian culture, and supporting families. And that's what he's done. Remarking that 80% of Hungarians supported the government in its family policy, the Prime Minister announced a series of programs to reward and support mothers, fathers, and grandparents for their contribution to the country, including extending family housing benefits, extending child benefits for the third and subsequent child born to a family, introducing a car purchasing program for large families, providing comprehensive daycare, and introducing a child care allowance for grandparents who look after their grandchildren. I think that last bit there is fantastic. Grandparents don't get any money for looking after their grandchildren in Britain. None whatsoever. Why shouldn't they? Why shouldn't they be given money? Why shouldn't they be given an incentive so that your own family look after your children rather than someone who they don't know in a daycare somewhere? Two of the most ambitious of the 7 programmes, however, are directed at women. In one scheme, the government will give a loan of 10 million forints, that's £27,000, $35,000, to every woman under 40 who marries for the first time. A third of the loan's repayment would be waived upon the birth of the first child. Further concessions for the second, with the entire loan being written off after the birth of a third child. Sounds just like the Third Reich, doesn't it? What we're told was such an evil place. And here is Orbán doing the same. It's not evil. It's what we need to do in Europe if we want to survive. The other programme would see women who have raised 4 or more children being exempt from paying income tax for life. Both of these women-focused policies were revealed the day before the Progressive Council of Europe, Human Rights Commissioner, claimed that Hungary had backslid on women's rights, as well as those of migrants. How can they say they're backsliding on women's rights when they're doing some fantastic things for mothers like that? With Hungary's 2016 birth rate at 1.45 children per woman, well below the 2.1 needed for natural population maintenance, the Fidesz Christian Democratic People's Party's government hopes these measures will encourage children to start and grow families. In our minds, immigration means surrender, Mr. Orbán said on Sunday. If we resign ourselves to the fact that we are unable to sustain ourselves even biologically, By doing so, we admit that we are not important, even for ourselves. And it's even worse than saying that we're not important. I mean, the rest of Europe is saying that not only are our people not important, they deserve to be wiped out. They deserve to be replaced, genocided. Replacing one population with another population is genocide by definition. The Christian Conservative added that the fate of such peoples is slow but certain obliteration until they become a mere cloud of dust on the highway of nations. It is not written in the great book of humanity that there must be Hungarians in the world. It is only written in our hearts. This is just it. If we don't look out for our own interests, nobody else is going to. This idea that we should be more interested in concern for Syrians and Africans than our own people is madness. Absolute madness. It's like giving all your wages away to somebody else, doing all your work for somebody else and expecting somebody else to give you their wages, which of course they're not going to do. We have to look after our own individual selves and we have to look after our own individual nations. And it's not just Orban doing this. Right-wing populist Deputy Prime Minister of Italy, Matteo Salvini, made similar comments last year when he announced the formation of a ministry for the family, saying that a country which does not create children is destined to die. Last month, Poland's lower house in parliament approved a maternal pension for women who have raised four or more children, with Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki saying the Mum Plus Four provision aims to recognise mothers and grandmothers who have devoted their lives to bringing up children. I mean, this is just fantastic. Both Poland and Hungary have been at odds with Brussels since the height of the migrant crisis in 2015 over their rejection of Middle Eastern migrants, while the new right-wing populist Italian government has been criticised for refusing disembarkation of migrant transport vessels. Why would these countries want third world migrants? Why would they want them? They're not Hungarians. They're not Poles. They're Africans. They want Poles. They want Hungarians, and they want Italians in their country. The same as we want more British in our country. And this is the way to do it. And this is real help for women, not telling them that they should be going out to work and not be having any children. And they'll replace their children with Negroes, and they should be sleeping with Negroes and partnering up with them, even if they don't suffer a violent death at the hands of their black boyfriend. They won't be producing any children. They'll be miserable and sad in their old age with no children to bring a smile to their faces, no grandchildren to be a delight to them. And this is fantastic news from Hungary here. Well done, Viktor Orban. Anyway, thank you very much for listening today. I will be back tomorrow with Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson. God bless and hail victory.